Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and often I will say something like, really, you can't beat today's show. Well, you can't beat today's show. This is as good as we can get. Tim Staples, 1 hour. Jimmy Akin, 1 hour. First hour, Jimmy. Second hour, Tim. And it's Ask Me Anything. So you really can't beat that. 888-318-7884 is the number. Of course, Ask Me Anything means you can ask anything and anyone can call. You most certainly don't have to be Catholic to call. Anyone means anyone. 888-318-7884. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give out that number one more time. Write it down if you're planning on calling, because I'm not giving it out again this hour, because we have to give out the other number that I will mention shortly this hour. So if you plan to call, the number to call, if you'd like to talk with Jimmy on air this hour and ask him whatever question you'd like, 888-318-7884. Now, why will I give out the other number? Because it is pledge drive time. Once a quarter, we come to you and we take some time out of each hour for just 3 days, for 6 hours, and ask you to help us be fully funded for the next 3 months. The total that's needed for us to be fully funded for the next 3 months is $225,000. What we do is we have matching money for the various hours and goals for the various hours. This hour, we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Any amount up to $20,000 is matched 100%. And there is a second match for any new monthly donor. If you start a new monthly donation or you make an increase to a monthly donation that you already have, the new donation is basically tripled immediately. You don't have to wait the whole year. It's tripled immediately. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As I said, our guest this hour is Jimmy Akin, apologist extraordinaire, author of lots of books, and the man behind Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, one of the most popular podcasts on the internet. Hello, Jimmy Akin.
Hello, Cy Kellett, and I'm so glad for you, because I see that you've been doing this long enough. When you said the number to call in, 888-291-8000, you actually said it slow enough that people could hear it. You know, I remember in the old days, you just race through it, 888-291-8000, and it's like, okay, people aren't going to hear that.
I have gotten better.
But you've gotten better, so gold star for you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Awesome. Yeah, all the times and you told me, I didn't. But then a guy named Carlos called and said, you need to slow down. And somehow it went in. I don't know why, Jimmy, but that was like the straw that broke it.
Well, propinquity breeds contempt. So, you know, that's probably part of it. So speaking of new things in connection with fundraising drives, like your newfound ability to say the phone number slowly, we have other new things that are connected with this drive. One of them is we can now take crypto donations. So if you're one of the folks who are into crypto and you've got some crypto that you'd like to donate, we can do that now. So that's a new option for you. Also, we have a number of new thank you gifts that we'd like to send people in exchange for their support. And we really do need your support. It's extremely important. And based on what I'm told, yesterday we didn't quite get to where we need to be. So we need to make up some ground today. So please do get on the phones, give us a call, or go on your device, whether it's your phone or your iPad or your computer. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. But we need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. And CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you also can go. Let's try to start this hour strong with some donations. We just came on the air. Often the first hour is the most challenging. So please do. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. We got a bunch of Catholic Answers employees who are literally sitting at their desk waiting for your call. This is not a call center. This is Catholic Answers HQ. And so they're there. They're waiting to take your donation. All you got to do is give us a call. It only takes a few seconds, you know, like a minute, minute and a half, something like that. And you'll be able to make your donation probably before we even get into taking the questions today, because we need to prime the pumps. We need to talk about this at the beginning of the show, and then we can get into doing our regular job of answering folks' questions. But we need to hear from you. We also, like I said, have some thank you gifts that we'd like to send you, depending on, you know, what level you are able to support us at. The thank you gifts change. Psych Hellet, could you give us a summary of the different levels and what thank yous we'd like to send people?
I would be happy to. Jimmy Akin, 888-291-8000 is the number to call. And let's say you were able to come in at the $10 a month level. Then you're a member of our Society 315. You get a Society 315 t-shirt. You get exclusive content a couple times a month from Michelle, who runs Society 315. And we would love it to have that ongoing relationship with you. That's really how an organization like ours continues to grow, is to have that continuing relationship with folks. So here is the deal on the $10 a month level. You give us the $10 a month, it's immediately matched twice. So immediately tripled. You get all that I just mentioned, and we're able to give you a 1 year free subscription to the premium Hallow app, probably one of the premier Catholic apps. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Can you come in at that $10 a month level? Maybe you've never been a giver before to Catholic Answers. As I said, we'd love to start building that friendship with you. And I think that would be that's a level that might be comfortable for folks. And if it is for you, please, 888-291-8000. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, everything I just said is true, but we have two beautiful new books, one from Father Jeff Kirby, Real Discipleship, about being disciples in our era, and then Christine Flynn's first book, Not Just Spiritual. Oh, you hear it all the time. I'm spiritual, but not religious. Well, here's the argument for being not just spiritual. You can have both of those books in addition to everything else I mentioned at the $20 a month level, and remember, it's all tripled immediately because of that second match we have today, 888-291-8000. Let me just mention one more of those monthly levels, $60 a month. Could you come in at the $60 a month level? Everything I just mentioned is true, but we have the leather-bound hard copy.
And by true, you mean you'll get all the stuff from
you
the
will
lower
get
levels too.
All of that stuff, and then the I don't know what the word is, fanciest, the highest level, the most sturdy, I don't know what else to say, of the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, the leather-bound version. This is the Bible people have been waiting for a long time. It is out now, and we, at $60 a month, in addition to everything else that I mentioned, will be able to send you a leather-bound copy of the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, 888-291-8000. If there are higher levels, you can find them on our website at $1,000 a year, $84 a month. You become a member of our President Circle, and that includes everything we publish over the course of the year. You just ask for what you want, and we send it to you. Find all of the information on that on the website, or ask when you call, 888-291-8000. Can we get some new monthly donors? Great way to start off right now. 10 lines open, 888-291-8000. I say we go to the phones, Jimmy. What do you think about
that? Okay, let's go to the phones.
Let's talk to Aaron in Hastings, Michigan. Please fill up, while we're going to Aaron, please fill up those the donor line at 888-291-8000. And Aaron, welcome. Glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, guys. My question is, what is the Catholic view on predestination?
Okay, well, there's not a single view on predestination. The Catholic Church allows a range of different views on this subject. Some of them are kind of close, not identical, but some of them are kind of close to the Protestant position known as Calvinism. Some of them are at the opposite end of the spectrum. So there is a general range of views. the Catholic Church does acknowledge that predestination exists, and it kind of has to, because the New Testament uses the term predestination. So all Christians believe in some form of predestination. But the question is, how does it work, and what is it based on? According to Calvinists in the Protestant community, predestination involves God. Now, all versions of predestination involve God assigning a person a certain destination ahead of time. You know, that's why it's called pre, that means ahead of, and then destination. So you're assigned a destination. And typically, the way the term gets used in theology, it's a destination to either be saved, so the destination is heaven, or it's a destination to be lost, so that would be hell. But actually, the Bible never uses the term that way. So this is a theological usage. This is not a usage we find in Scripture. Scripture does not talk about being predestined to heaven or hell. That's kind of surprising for folks, but it actually never does. The question then is going to be, so how does God decide, you know, where, what a person's destination is going to be? Well, one view is that he just picks with no basis. This view is common in Calvinism, and they refer to it as, for those who are saved, as unconditional election. There is no condition about the person that causes God to assign them to heaven. He just picks people seemingly randomly and assigns them to go to heaven, and he passes over other people, he doesn't pick them, which will result in them going to hell. So basically, one way or another, God has basically arbitrarily determined whether you'll go to heaven or hell. And then you do those things that will result in that outcome. If he picks you to go to heaven, you'll do the things needed to go to heaven. If he doesn't pick you to go to heaven, then you won't do the things needed to go to heaven. So that's unconditional election. There have been Catholics who have held that position. Among them are St. Augustine, who was the guy who introduced this idea into Catholic thought. The other earlier church fathers did not hold this position. This was something that Augustine introduced. And then St. Thomas Aquinas was one who supported St. Augustine's view on this. But that's just one position. There are other positions. For example, the most prominent rival position, which is similar to what in Protestant circles is known as Arminianism, denies unconditional election and says, oh no, there is a condition about you that will determine which destination God sets for you. And that condition is whether or not you cooperate with his grace. So from his position outside of time, God sees whether you cooperate with his grace and believe in Christ, or whether you reject his grace and reject belief in Christ. I'm speaking in terms of the ordinary means of salvation here. I'm not addressing exceptional cases. But if he sees you cooperate with his grace, if he sees you believe in his son, well, then he'll set your destination to go to heaven. And if he sees you culpably reject his grace, if you culpably reject belief in his son, well, then I'm afraid you're going to be lost. But it's based on your free will, what you choose. And so God makes the offer of salvation for everybody. It's not like he picks some people and not others to go to heaven, just arbitrarily. Instead, there's a rational basis for it. And that rational basis is based on your free will decisions. So there are different models of predestination and how it works that the church allows. And I've talked about these and written about these. Many years ago, I wrote a piece called A Tiptoe Through TULIP. TULIP is an acronym that is used in Calvinist circles. And in that, I explore what Calvinists believe about predestination and how close a Catholic could get to it without violating church teaching. And that's on my personal website at jimmyakin.com. Unfortunately, people who read that sometimes concluded, well, I must be a Thomist, because Thomism is the view that's closest to Calvinism in the Catholic Church, and so I explored that view. I'm actually not a Thomist, and I meant for a long time to do a balance piece about, well, what else could you believe as a Catholic? And so recently, on the Jimmy Akin podcast, which you can find among other places at youtube.com/Jimmy Akin, I looked at the major rival to Calvinism or Arminianism and explored what a Catholic would make of that. And so I've actually been doing I've been doing a lot of work on predestination lately on the Jimmy Akin podcast. I've had several episodes that relate to aspects of it already come out. I'm going to be having more episodes coming out that relate to it. So if you haven't yet, I would suggest subscribing to the Jimmy Akin podcast, and you'll get an exploration of these subjects as the new episodes come out.
Aaron, thank you very much for getting us started today. Jimmy Akin is our guest this hour. It's Ask Me Anything. And between calls, we're going to be asking you for your support to do this show 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and to do all the ancillary things that go with it, including all kinds of social media things and podcasts. And it costs about $225,000 every 3 months. So we come to you each quarter and spend just a little bit of some time each hour of 6 hours, 3 days, and ask you to fund us for the next 3 months. We need your help right now because funding our appeal is going quite slowly, as a matter of fact, just letting you know where we're at. So maybe you could pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. Every pledge is matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 this hour. 888-291-8000.
And one of the things that I like to talk about, you know, when we do these fundraising drives, and we really do try to keep it minimal, the amount of fundraising, it's just 3 days, you know, every three months, four times a year. So that would be, you know, 24 hours a year that we devote to fundraising. And it's not even 24 hours because, as you just heard, we take calls during the fundraising drive. So it's less than a day for an entire year's worth of radio. So when we ask, we really do need to hear you. We really do need to hear from you. And I like to talk about the biblical basis for giving. One of the things that St. Paul makes clear, now there's actually quite a bit of discussion of giving and supporting God's work in the Bible, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Jesus talks about using our resources to support the work of God, and St. Paul is even more explicit about it. If you read his letters to the Romans, to his first letter to the Corinthians, his second letter to the Corinthians, and his letter to the Galatians, he talks about fundraising in all of them. He also talks about it in Philippians, but he's especially concerned in Romans through Galatians because he himself is in the process of taking up a collection to deliver to the church in Jerusalem. And so he talks a lot about the principles behind given in these letters, particularly in 2 Corinthians and in Galatians. And he says a number of things. One of them is God loves a cheerful giver. And so if you give cheerfully, God loves that. And what God loves, he rewards. So Paul also talks about the rewards that God offers for given, and, you know, given in a cheerful manner. He says basically the same thing both in 2 Corinthians and Galatians. I'll quote it more from Galatians, though. He says, don't be deceived. So, you know, this is something people can try to deceive themselves on. He says, don't be deceived. Whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. And so in context, he says, sow into the Spirit will result in a person from the Spirit reaping a harvest of eternal life. So you're going to get eternal rewards if you sow to the Spirit, which in context means using your financial resources to support the work of God. On the other hand, he says in the same passage, this is in Galatians 6, if you want to look it up, he says, he who sows to the flesh, so that means keeping all your money for yourself, will from the flesh reap corruption. So you've got a choice in terms of what you're going to do with your money. If you just spend it all on yourself, well, you may get some earthly benefit from that, but it's not going to carry over into eternal life. On the other hand, if you use your financial resources to do spiritual work, by supporting the work of God, which is what we're trying to do here on Catholic Answers Live. We're trying to teach people God's word. You will reap eternal life. You'll receive benefits for the rest of eternity. So, Cy Kellett, does that sound like a good investment to you, doing something finite now and getting eternal rewards for it? Is that a good bet?
I am the worst investor, and even I can tell that's a ridiculous return on investment.
Yeah, exactly. So St. Paul says, let everyone who is taught the word of God share with him who teaches. So that's what we're doing here. We're trying to teach people the word of God. We're getting the word of God out to many, many people around the country and around the world. You know, we have calls and messages that come in from other countries. And so we're doing our bit to teach the word. But in order for us to be able to do our bit, we need your help to support Catholic Answers Live. Please give us a call. That's 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365. So you can use text to donate if you want. And you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
It will all be matched. You don't have to worry that you just have to call to have it matched. Anywhere that you give, it will be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 this hour, 888-291-8000. Or if you start a new monthly pledge in any amount, a new monthly pledge in any amount is tripled right now because it gets matched by that first match, $20,000. For all gifts this hour. And then there's a second match we have, $65,000 reserved for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge. So you want to triple your money fast right now. It's easy to do. Just call 888-291-8000 and start a new monthly pledge at Catholic Answers. Help support us in this work that we do and this much needed work. The work where, you know, you kind of flip around the dial and you can hear every kind of every kind of broadcasting. But in very few places are you going to hear broadcasting that's really devoted to recovering the world, recovering souls, bringing people to Jesus Christ. And very rarely will you hear the full expression of the Christian faith as given in the Catholic Church the way you do here on Catholic Answers Live. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to let Jimmy answer more questions, but I'll give out the number one more time. 16 lines open. Perfect time to call. 888-291-8000. Heading down to Texas now. Sean is watching on YouTube. Welcome, Sean. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, Mr. Aiken. My question today is, how would you respond to the slogan, claims aren't evidence? And also, do you believe the law of excluded middle can be coherently denied? Thank you, sir.
Well, let's deal with the second question first. Can the law of the excluded middle be coherently denied? The law of the excluded middle is a principle in informal logic, and it's been discussed. I'm not going to go into a big explanation of what it is because that would take us too far afield, but it's been part of logic since the days of the ancient Greek philosophers, and I personally don't see any way you could deny it. So my answer to that would be no. In terms of people saying, well, claims are not evidence, I think that it depends on the type of claim that one is talking about. There are some times where people make a claim and it doesn't carry any evidential value. Like let's suppose someone has some astronomical observations and they propose dark matter as an explanation for those observations, like why galaxies rotate the way they do. Well, merely because someone claims dark matter exists and that's the explanation for the observational data we have, that doesn't carry any evidential force. It doesn't add anything to the data we've got. In fact, there are other hypotheses to explain the observational data. Maybe galaxies rotate the way they do because we need to tweak the law of gravity slightly, that Newton didn't get it quite right, at least when you apply it to the galactic scale. And so we can both agree on the observational data, but we've got two different hypotheses to explain it. One of them is dark matter. The other is what's known as modified gravity. And they both explain the data well. So merely because someone claims dark matter, or just because someone claims modified gravity, that doesn't add any evidence to the case. So in that case, I would say those claims are not evidence. They are proposed explanations for the evidence. However, when it comes to other claims, like if Cy Kellett tells me, oh, I'm hungry. Well, okay, that's a claim that he is able to make. He knows his internal states. He knows whether he's hungry or not. And so I would say Cy claiming I'm hungry is evidence that Cy Kellett is hungry. And coming from Cy, I would find that quite believable. So there are other claims that also I would treat as evidence, at least of a form. Like if I'm reading a book on history, let's suppose I'm reading the Roman historian Suetonius, and Suetonius says that Julius Caesar did this. Well, absent being able to get in my TARDIS and go back and see if Julius Caesar did it, the claim that I have from Suetonius is about the best evidence we've got. And so historians use historical claims as evidence for historical facts. So I would say whether a claim counts as evidence depends on who's making the claim, what kind of knowledge they have, and whether they're just trying to explain observations or give us new data so that they're relaying data.
Thank you. Hey, $20,000 match, 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Next hour, Tim Staples. Both hours, Ask Me Anything, and lots of folks on the line. So we're going to get back to the lines and let folks ask Jimmy Akin their questions. Before we do, however, I would just like to remind you that four times a year we come to you and ask you to fund this program so that we can give it out free to whoever would like to broadcast it. And really, if anybody wants to broadcast it, we let them. And that's why it's heard all around the world. That's why you hear calls coming in from every continent except for Antarctica. And that is why we're able to be on hundreds of stations around the United States, because you fund it, because you make it go. And right now we are behind in our fundraising. We need to raise $20,000 this hour to use up the match for the hour. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for every pledge that comes in. Now, there's an additional match, but just to use up up that match, we're still about $17,000 away from it. So we got a long way to go this hour. There are a few folks on the lines, but there are 11 lines open right now. Can you help us? This is the last time we will come to you this year. This is our last pledge drive of 2024, and we're trying to get fully funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000.
And Cy, I've looked at the most recent numbers we have thus far this hour. Now we're at the halfway mark in this hour. We've got $20,000 we need to match this hour. So that's ideally we should be at the 10,000 mark. We are at the 4,000 mark. So we've been able to raise about $4,000 thus far. We have $16,000 we need to raise before the end of the show. So that's in the next 30 minutes. Basically. So we really need to hear from you. We are behind. We need to get back to where we need to be. And to do that, to help us do that, you can give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We try to make it as convenient for you as humanly possible. So you can also text the word Catholic to 24365. That's the number to text it to. And it's easy to remember that because there's 24 hours in a day and 365 days in a year. So you can text Catholic to 24365. You can also, on whatever device you got, because it works with any device, you can go to on your phone or your tablet or your laptop or your desktop and go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Whatever you do, please do it. Because we need to get back on track before the end of the hour. The number, once again, is 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. You can also text Catholic to 24365 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and get in on those eternal rewards I was telling you about.
888-291-8000. There is a sense of urgency because as Jimmy has been saying, and I've been saying, we only do this for 6 hours every 3 months. So now is the time to give. There are 10 lines open. You speak to our colleagues when you call 888-291-8000. But I am not going to let that sense of urgency derail us from doing what we're here to do, which is let people ask Jimmy questions. And so off we go to Cleveland. Tony is in Cleveland, Ohio, watching on YouTube. Tony, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Howdy, Jimmy. You've probably answered this question in Teaching with Authority, but I haven't gotten to the chapter yet. What is the consensus of the theologians, and to what degree of submission is it due?
Okay, so the consensus of theologians basically represents common opinion among theologians, and it does not compel belief. So if it did, it would be part of the magisterium. The magisterium is the bishops of the church teaching in communion with the Pope, and they have teaching authority. That's what the word magisterium means, is teaching authority. And so only the magisterium is able to give authoritative teachings. They're able to take something and make it a matter of church doctrine. Theologians cannot do that. Theologians can offer their opinions on theological matters, but they can't mandate them as part of church teaching. So there's a difference between church teaching or doctrine. Doctrina is just the Latin word for teaching, versus theology. So doctrine and theology are not the same thing. Doctrine is what we are obliged to believe. Theology is a matter of opinion. And there will be some people who like particular theological opinions and will try to fudge matters into making you think you got to believe them and say things like, oh, you got to accept the consensus of theologians. No, you don't. Now, it may be safe to, if there is a consensus on a particular question, it may be safe to adopt that. But if you dig into the subject and you find there are compelling reasons to adopt a different view, then you can do that. That's part of how doctrinal development works. So theologians fundamentally are not able to bind the conscience, not an individual theologian like Aquinas or Augustine, and not the theologians in general. So there is a difference between the actual magisterium of the church and the theological opinions that are offered by theologians. I do talk about this in my book, Teaching with Authority, and I'd offer to send you a copy, but it sounds like you've already got one.
And so I will leave it there. Thank you. I'll tell you what, if you'd like another Jimmy Akin book, just hang on and we'll let Edgar get your address and send you out whichever other Jimmy Akin book you would like. Thank you very much for the call. Again, you know what? The lines started to ring there after that plea from Jimmy Akin just a few moments ago. Now there are, they never got full, but they started to ring. We have got 10 people on the line, 8 lines open. Every single line is being answered by one of our colleagues. So if you'd like to share with them why you're giving to Catholic Answers, if you'd like to pass on a message, they'd love to take it. If you'd like to be done in about a minute or 90 seconds, they just tell them that and they will get you through real quick. 888-291-8000. We're a long way from reaching that $20,000 match, but that long way is getting a bit shorter by the minute. So if we can continue to light up those phones, 888-291-8000. I would like to say thanks to all the people who came in at the $20 a month level. Quite a few people responded to that. And I'll tell you what, that's $240, you know, towards our match when you come in at the $20 a month level. And it's matched with the first match, which is $20,000 that has been put up by a donor for anyone who gives in any amount. And then it's matched again. So right there, that money is tripled. And we get a few of those $20 a month. You know, 4 of them is almost $1,000. So we really start eating into that match if folks will come in with those monthly pledges. $10, $20 a month. Maybe you could do $60 a month. And then that includes, among all the other things that we're giving out to say thank you, that includes at $60 a month level, the full leather-bound copy of the Catholic Study Bible from Ignatius Press, both the Old and the New Testament, $60 a month, and we're able to send that to you, 888-291-8000.
And I want to say a special thank you to everybody who's just recently called in, because that most recent push has helped us make up a bunch of ground. We are not yet where we need to be for this point in the hour. We're about 40 minutes into the hour, and so we would ideally should have had something like, you know, $14,000 pledged at this point. We're not there yet, so we really do need to be hearing from people. But we have made up ground. We're no longer at the $4,000 level. We're now at $8,500 pledged. But in order to get that full $20,000 match, we need to hear from you. We've made up some ground, but we're not yet where we need to be. So if you've been thinking about supporting us, maybe you've been listening for years and haven't supported us yet, or maybe you did support us at one point and had to fall off. You know, we've had recessions and things like that. But now is the time to call. You know, you can even if you are supporting us right now, you can call and you could increase your pledge. You know, there's a lot of optimism about where the economy is going to be going here in the future. But we need to hear from you. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365, which is so easy to remember, 24365, the number of hours in a day, the number of days in a year. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com on your phone or your tablet or your computer. But we do need to hear from you. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. 6 lines open right now. Let's see if we can get them all the way. I can't tell you how much excitement there is in the building when we get every single line full. You can just feel the energy in the place. Let me thank a few people. Then we'll take a very quick break and then come back and let Jimmy answer questions. So this is the perfect time to call. 888-291-8000. Dennis from North Dakota started a new monthly pledge at $88 a month. That's a little above where he needs to be a member of the President's Circle to get all the gifts that we're able to give as a thank you this time. He says he loves listening to the show. Well, Dennis, we're very grateful that you helped us there. Sylvia from Montana, $66 a month, $60 a month plus fees. And that means Sylvia will be getting a copy of the Catholic Study Bible, leather-bound edition from Ignatius Press. Sylvia from Montana just, oh, I just said that. Susan from Cincinnati gave $100 and says we're always on her car and we've helped a lot and we are grateful to hear that. Susan, thank you so much for the gift and for the support. It's just six lines open. Can we fill them up? 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Now we're down to just four lines open. 888-291-8000. We almost filled up those lines. Maybe we can do it now. 888-291-8000. As Jimmy said, we've got a long way to go, but I think Jimmy and I would both agree it's quite doable. We can make this match in the next 20 minutes of this hour. About $11,000 to go, according to what I have here. About $11,000 to go. I'll check on that. But a dollar-for-dollar match for any gift in any amount. That's what we've got going right now. Plus a second match for anybody who will start a new monthly pledge. So basically your money's tripled if you start a new monthly pledge. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, you want to take another call?
Let's do.
All right, Joe in Centerville, South Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Joe, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
I just want to start. Thank you both for all you do.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Amazing.
Thank you.
My question is... I don't know the exact like verse, but I know like the Sadducees talked to Jesus about the resurrection, and then they discussed the story of, you know, the brothers and they all had one wife, and he talked about like marriage isn't really a thing in heaven, if I'm understanding it right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Catholic, and like my vows even say, you know, till death do you part. What kind of relationship would you have to your spouse in heaven? Do you have some kind of special relationship? And if not, how does that affect your relationship with all like your other family members that died? Do you have any kind of special connection, I guess?
Okay, well, so Christians have a different view on this than folks in some religions, like Hinduism. In Hinduism, there's a belief that we are only related to each other based on our bodies. So when our body dies, our relationship with anybody in this life ends. But that is not the Christian view of things. Now, it's true that between death and resurrection, we're not going to have our bodies, but our relationship is not just based on our bodies. You know, whoever you had as your mother and father in this life will still be your mother and father in the afterlife. Whoever you were married to in this life, well, you're not going to be married to them in the afterlife, but you will still know them. It's not like God takes away our memories or takes away the care that we had for the people we love. In fact, we know that love is God's highest priority because it's the two commandments on which everything else hinges, according to Jesus and Paul. Love God and love your neighbor. And so people that we love in this life, we're going to continue to love them in the next life. In fact, we'll love them then even better than we love them now, because we're not going to have the distractions of this life. So while we're not going to be married to our spouses, we will still love our spouses. They'll still love us. In fact, we'll love each other even better and more intensely than we did in this life. We'll still know each other. We'll still be able to relate to each other. It just won't be in the marital way that leads to the birth of new children, because as Jesus points out, we're going to be immortal like the angels of heaven. We won't need to reproduce. So marriage is something for this life, but love is something for eternity.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much for the call. I hope that was helpful to you. I'll tell you what, a lot of lines just got filled up, and we are now well within striking distance of meeting our match for this hour. We're under $7,500 to go. Under $7,500 to go in 15 minutes. We can do it. 888 888- 291-8000. I want to share with you what a listener said to us about what Robert said about what listening means to him.
Great. Yeah, wow. I just want to thank you guys for all that you do. You bring peace to us in our lives, listening to you. And it's just a gift from God. So thank you so much.
That's it. I mean, it's not all about just about conversion. That's what I find as well. I mean, when I listen, you know, when Edgar's hosting the show or Thomas or Chris and I listen, I have the same experience. I feel more peaceful, especially when I substitute it for listening to the news or something else. I feel more peaceful. And bringing peace to the world is a really good and helpful thing. And so we continue. We want to share those. We get to hear so many. People are so generous in their comments to us, in their support of what we do. But we want to share some of that with you, because especially those who are calling right now, you're making it possible. You do it. You make this program possible. It is not possible for us to do any of this without your financial support. 888-291-8000.
And we're almost where we need to be at this point in the hour. We currently need to, we're just about exactly where we need to be. We've got 15 minutes left in the show, thereabouts, and we need to make $5,000. So we're three quarters of the way through the hour. We've made three quarters of the pledges we need to make in order to get the matching challenge. So now we just need y'all to help us close it, to go home, to achieve that by the end of the hour. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And, you know, Si, I know you hear this. I hear it from people. People will tell me, you helped me with my faith when I was in a rough patch, or I almost left the church, but you guys helped me stay in the church, or you helped me come to the church or come back to the church. And people are drawing real spiritual benefit from the work that we do here on Catholic Answers Live. And I always say my standard response is to just say thank you. It's my honor to have played a role. It's my honor to serve. But you know what I don't do is take credit, because I'm just serving, I'm playing a role. It's ultimately God who is guiding people. He may use me as his instrument, but I'm just playing a role, I'm just a servant. And the same thing, though, there's another dimension to it, which is I couldn't do what I do. And Si, you couldn't do what you do, and other people here on Catholic Answers Live couldn't do what they do if it wasn't for the support of the folks in the audience. It's them who enable us to do what we do. And so to the extent that a human deserves credit, and of course we know God deserves ultimate credit, but there's also a sense in which God does associate humans with his work. And so to the extent that a human helps us out here in continuing this ministry and all the work of Catholic Answers, you deserve credit for that. That's why St. Paul says you'll get eternal rewards for helping out. So God recognizes the value of what you're doing. I may be God's instrument in some ways in this, but when you support the work, you're also being God's instrument. You're also helping bring souls to Christ or bring souls back to Christ. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365. And you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Oh, please do pick up that phone and call. It's a lot of fun right now because there's a lot of energy in the building because lots of calls have been coming in. And that's particularly good because, as Jimmy said at the beginning of the hour, it was a tough day yesterday. So we've got some ground to make up. So we still have both matches. If you start a new monthly pledge, you're going to be matched twice this hour. And if you give in any amount, a one-time pledge, it's going to be matched 100%. So a great time to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. And because you are doing that, I get to just go back to the phones and let Jimmy do his job. Andrew is in Tennessee watching on YouTube. Welcome, Andrew. Go ahead with your question. Andrew? All right, I think I'm going to have to come back. Andrew, did I push the wrong button? Are you there, Andrew?
Hello, can you hear me?
Gotcha, Andrew. Yeah, go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that. So the question I was going to ask is, what are your favorite and biggest takeaways from the book of Jonah?
Oh.
Okay, well, Jonah's a really great book, and it has quite a number of messages in it. The famous one and the biggest one is that God loves Gentiles too, and he'll be merciful to anybody. That's the whole point. You know, you've got the city of Nineveh, or Mosul, Iraq, as it's now called, and the people in Nineveh have been sinning against God, and so he sends Jonah to give him fair warning. You know, you guys are at risk of being overthrown. And when Jonah delivers that message to them, they repent, and God cancels the doom on the city. He says they're not going to be overthrown because they repented. And Jonah gets in a snit about this. In fact, he tells God, I mean, I knew you were going to be merciful to them. That's why I didn't want to come here. And God says, dude, I've got this city with 100,000 people or whatever in it. Of course I love them. Of course I want them to repent. And to someone who was coming from a Jewish perspective, especially from at this period in history where, you know, the Ninevites, they were part of the Babylonian Empire, and the Babylonian Empire had persecuted the Jewish people. You know, they'd invaded, they'd burned the temple. They deported a bunch of people. For the audience of the Book of Jonah, you know, the Babylonians were the people you love to hate. And yet God wants them to repent. And when they do repent, he shows his love for them by being merciful to them. And so this is an example of God himself doing something that Jesus talks about in the Sermon on the Mount. You know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, in order to be sons of the Father, we need to be like the Father. We need to show the same kind of merciful attitude that God does, including being merciful to our enemies. And that's what God's doing here. He's being merciful to the enemies of his people, Israel. And so it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your people have done. It doesn't matter, you know, what you've done. God loves you anyway, and he wants to be merciful to you. And if you repent, he will be merciful to you, even if it causes a prophet to get in a snit. And so that's kind of the big famous lesson. The whole book is about God's love for Gentiles, but there's kind of a backstory to how we get to that point, which is Jonah goes on the lam. Well, there's also a lesson there. You can't run away from God. Jonah tries to run away from God, and God reels him back in. And it is not particularly fun for Jonah as he gets reeled back in. So if you know what God's will is, do yourself a favor, go ahead and do it, and don't complain about it afterwards. So we can also learn those lessons from Jonah. There's more to say, but for just a brief, you know, radio answer, that's what I'd have to say. We've also got, you know, some good news. We're still making progress. We need to hear from more folks. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, and we are so close right now to the end of the hour that we're not going to be able to take any more questions. So this is a perfect time to call before Tim Staples comes on next hour. You can call, you can go to the website, you can text, whatever you want to do. You can make your pledge and have that taken care of before and you won't have to miss anything. So this is the ideal time to call. I'm not sure how many folks we've got on the line at the moment, but if we can fill up those lines, that's in the next few minutes during the gap between the hours. That is great. And, you know, even if you call and the lines are busy, you'll just be on hold for an extra minute or so until a line opens up, because this is an easy process. Does not take a lot of time, just 60 seconds, 90 seconds. But we do need to hear from you, and this is the period where we need to hear from you. We need to start the next hour strong. So give us, because we got to make up for, you know, what didn't happen yesterday. So please do help us make up that deficit. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. You can also text the word Catholic to 24365, and you can go to Catholic Answers Radio www.thebookofjob.com. But the main way that most people give is by calling 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. But if you're a texter or you're a keyboard person, we want to make it easy for you, so contact us and show your support right now.
888-291-8000 is the number. We're going to continue with Ask Me Anything. Tim Staples will be here in just a couple minutes. Jimmy Akin, thank you very much for a very fine hour. And also, thank you everybody who called. It was fun to see the lines light up a bit. It was tough yesterday, and it was, I'll be honest with you, it was a lot more fun this hour. So if we can have another hour like that next hour, I think we will make up for the deficit we faced yesterday. As Jimmy said, perfect time to call. We're going to be away for just a couple minutes. They can get you done in just a couple minutes. You won't miss a thing. And there's a huge match, and there's a second match for anybody who can give a new monthly pledge. 888-291-8000.